The Two Brothers by Alexander Dumas. Copyright 2014 by Bahar Books. Chapter 9. As all this was going on right at that moment by chance, Wilfred, who had gone to the west, was standing under a silver birch. He had searched for an opportunity to serve as a hunter, but had found nothing. He then had led his dancing beasts to markets and carnivals. Under the silver birch he heard a voice and looked up. There the bird of gold was saying to him, "You must return now. You must consult the knife in the linden tree." And then she was gone. He and his beasts immediately set off for the kingdom and the tree. They walked all day and as much of the night as they could until they came to the tree of separation. Upon reaching it, he saw that the blade was shiny on the side from which he came, but rusty on the side facing where his brother had gone. He became frightened, yet it was only half rusty, and he said to himself, "Something terrible has happened to my brother, but perhaps I can still aid him, because half of the blade is still clear." Without wasting a minute, he set off on the road to the east, and the bird of gold again appeared and led him to the edge of the enchanted forest and said, "Here you will find your brother." The bird of gold then flew over the same white doe that his brother had seen and was gone. So, like his brother, he entered the forest, followed by his beasts, and pursued the doe without ever being able to catch her until she disappeared just as he thought he had her trapped. With night falling, he found himself forced, like his brother, to set up camp in the wood. Having, like his brother, lit a fire, he heard moaning coming from somewhere above his head.
"Aye, aye, aye," said the voice. "That it is cold here."
He raised his head and saw the old witch with her eyes like an owl. "If you are cold up there, good mother," he said to her, "come down and warm yourself."
"I remain,"
answered the witch.
"Your beasts would eat me."
"My beasts are not mean. They will do nothing to you. Come down."
"I am going to throw down a stick," said she. "And indeed, if you tap them with this stick, they will do nothing to me."
On hearing these words, the hunter was a bit taken back and said, "What I said about my beasts will have to be enough for you. Come down, otherwise I'm going up there and bring you down."
"Bah," said the old woman, "come and get me. You couldn't do it if you wanted to."
"We will see about that," said the hunter. "And to begin, I'm going to send you an arrow."
"I laugh at your arrow," said the witch. "Try it, and you will see."
The hunter pulled back his bowstring and sent an arrow flying. But when it came to ordinary arrows, the witch was immune.
"You aren't much of a shot,"
cackled the witch, and threw back his arrow. Seeing that he had been checked, the hunter, who seldom wasted a shot, had no doubt what his business was with this old woman. So he tried another means. Stringing the silver arrow the old hunter had given him, he drew and sent it forth, and as the witch was not safe from arrows of silver, he struck her in the thigh so perfectly that she came tumbling down from the top of the tree to the bottom. The hunter set his foot on her chest and said, "You old hag, if you do not tell me this instant what you have done with my brother, I'm going to pick you up and throw you into the fire." She became very frightened and begged for mercy. "Where is my brother?" the hunter demanded with even greater insistence.
"Your brother is in a cave," she answered. "He is changed to stone, he and his beasts."
He forced the witch to lead him to the cave, making her hop on one leg. When they had arrived, "Now, old witch," he said, "you are going to bring not only my brother and his beasts back to life, but all the petrified people here." The witch, seeing that she had to obey, took her wand and touched each stone, and the young hunter and his beasts got up, as well as an entire crowd of people, travelers, merchants, artisans, soldiers, each of whom warmly thanked their liberator and set off, each to his own home. As soon as the brothers saw each other, they jumped into each other's arms, rejoicing with all their hearts to be so miraculously brought together.